Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Chuck Landington welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Did you know there's a new Metallica song out? I'm waiting for Rob's review, but he says he can't properly review it until he sees what dance James Hetfield does when they perform the song on Letterman. Here's the show.
Oh, Rob.
I thought we were going to go with Fred Phelps, Chuck, but he decided to go and bring up that horrible band we heard last week.
Isn't Chuck honoring Fred Phelps, though?
Wait, we didn't hear Metallica last week. What are you talking about?
What? No.
The horrible band.
There's a few things worse than Fred Phelps, and those things are Metallica and Future Islands.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's debatable.
Yeah?
I would say.
At the very least.
At least Metallica was once good. Future Islands was
it has
never
always
good.
Been.
Can
good.
I
You're
ask
right.
a question on everybody's mind?
Sure.
Does God hate Future Islands?
I think we should make picket signs and go to the funerals
yes.
of the Future Islands people when they die.
I'll have you know, I've had plenty of live cast listeners tweet me saying they loved it.
Are they all dummy accounts made by Robert Pasbani?
Well, if they love Future Islands, then they're definitely dummy accounts. That goes without saying. Hey-o.
That's no way to talk about the live casters. They're wonderful people.
I am not saying anything against the live cast audience. I just don't believe that any of them actually
retweeted. Believe it, honey.
I think you made those accounts.
I would not. Welcome to the Metal Injection Live Cast, episode 252. In a few minutes, in about 20 minutes, we're going to have JB from August Burns Red calling into the show. He could answer your questions if you have a question. Call in and ask him, 646-929-1357. That's the phone number. And we talked about the new Metallica song. Have you guys heard the new Metallica song?
No,
I have, yes.
You have? I haven't.
I liked it.
I want to play. There's a live version and then like a demo, like a studio, a garage demo version is the official term for it. And I like the live version better. I just want to say I talked about this with Sid yesterday. And we were talking about how...
Wait, you and Sid talk outside the podcast?
Yeah, well, actually, Sid's wife had a big birthday party and all of us were there.
That's true. I was there, too.
Yeah,
and
so was Darren.
We can get into that. And,
I'd rather talk about that than Metallica, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, I want to... Well, what me and Sid were talking about yesterday was just how different it is being in a band nowadays.
You
and
can't,
how,
like, workshop a song.
Yeah, live. Like Metallica played this in Columbia last Sunday after we did our show.
Yeah.
And then within an hour... Actually, I remember, like, as they were playing, somebody posted...
Yeah, you mentioned it on the show, didn't you?
Someone posted it, yeah, like, on Instagram, like, a 15-second clip, and that was, like, a big thing. And then somebody else posted, like, the whole song... Yeah. And it got just a bootleg of it. It went crazy. But here's the song. It's called Lords of Summer. I initially thought it was a Boys of Summer cover. But it's not. It's an original number. And it starts with Hetfield talking about.
Is there an official video or is it?
This is,
Instagram
like a
video.
Soundboard audio that Metallica put out.
So this means that it was mixed and corrected?
Probably. Well, I don't know if corrected. They probably don't care enough.
This is called The Lords of Summer.
What's it about?
Them being gods.
Them touring summer festivals. So far, this is the most metal way. Well, not really. We're talking about Metallica, but the most metal we've talked about at the beginning of the show.
Yeah. Well, Metallica is still metal. They're just not as good.
Metallica is huge. Look, I'm not going to lie. That bootleg, that one cell phone video has got so many hits. Like, people really care about Metallica. So this riff, I think like they just their main problem nowadays is they need to self edit more, like making sure you don't have to repeat the same things.
Or they play too slow. You need to play faster.
This song is fairly fast though.
For that.
There we go.
Cows and gallop.
I like this one.
Yeah.
The drums kill it again.
Well, as with any modern Metallica song, it's just Lars.
You know what? Can you pause it? I don't want to talk over, but
it's okay. It's the same riff for another 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I feel like since they've gotten they've become the second era Metallica.
Third, I think this is their third era now.
Well, whatever it is, since it's been widely acknowledged that they've declined. I've gone back and listened to their old songs, and the drums were never really good.
I think you know what it is. I think actually they've gotten better than they were maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I feel 5 years ago they were just terrible. I remember watching live feeds of European festivals where they did like Master of Puppets beginning to end, and it was. I remember I was watching it with you, Darren, online. We were watching it together, and we were just talking about how it doesn't even sound like Metallica. It sounds like a cover band playing Metallica.
Badly.
Like a bad cover band. But now I think they actually, playing-wise, I think they do it pretty well. And James's voice, like they've adjusted the tuning or whatever they do where like it sounds much better.
It'd be funny if they just have a James Hetfield impersonator that comes out. And does his
well, maybe if he gets burned again, that could have.
He would still be able to sing, wouldn't he?
Yeah. I guess that's
if
true.
If his face was melting off, I don't know.
There'd face be melting.
Ow! Pieces of skin going down his throat. It'd be hard to make sound other than, screaming in pain.
Some positive comments in the chat for the song. Some people saying they like the demo more than they thought they would.
That's not that.
That's like damning with faint praise. Uh-huh. So, it's not as shitty as. I thought it would be. It's still shitty.
I would say I unequivocally like it. I think it's a good song.
I still haven't heard any of the vocals. Can we hear?
The vocals were just coming in. Good
song. Better than their most definitely wedding. You're allowed like two or three cracks.
And also, it's the first time they're playing it live, I think this is relatively heavy for Metallica.
Yeah. Definitely better than Lulu. I'm going to have nudie lips for a while.
Whoa!
Where did that come from?
I like that part of the song. Because you were brown-nosing the song.
This is just such a Metallica trope, this part.
Yeah, but isn't that a bad thing?
No, it's just like, this is just their... I think this is fine. They even said, like, they just wrote this song to have something new to play on their summer festival shows. I think that's kind of cool that they're just like, hey, you know, let's not overthink this and just write a song to play this summer.
Maybe they should do that more
often.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So this is not going to appear anywhere on an album right now?
It might. They're not. They're just saying like this is just a new song that they wrote that they've been working on, and they just want to play it live.
If I'm a fan of Metallica, I'm thinking like you've had this in you the whole time, and instead you've given us this other garbage. Like what the fuck? Couldn't you have just been doing this the whole time?
That's true. That's a good point.
I thought maybe you guys just lost the ability to do this, but you had it, and you'd rather overthink it and make garbage. Come on.
So this is the live version. Now let's go to the demo version. Let me see what you think. Because I feel like listening to the actual recording of it kind of made me like it less.
Uh-oh.
So
do we have just the vocal tracks?
Oh, no. This part just sounds like Am I Evil now.
Kind of, yeah.
But maybe they did that intentionally. from playing all those big four.
Press tick, 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 tick.
Oh, it's weird how they sampled it.
My lifestyle determines my death style.
What? I never heard that. Like, hey, it's space.
No, it's life is pain.
Oh, okay.
My lifestyle determines my death style.
What did you think he said? MySpace?
Life space? I don't know. Death space?
Give us Sunday, yeah.
So bad. It's like slower on the demo.
Yeah!
I don't know. Eh, it's getting really repetitive.
Yeah, just get to it.
This is directly lifted from other songs.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the new Metallica song, Lords of Summer. Catch them live this summer, yeah. Playing it.
Lords of Summer of 69.
Are they touring with Lord?
No.
It'll be the Lord and Lords of Summer.
I got my first new six string. Caught it at the five and dime.
That would be an interesting cover. I'd actually like to hear that. And then I'd like to hear Bryan Adams doing Metallica songs. They should tour together and just do each other's sets.
The Lords of Summer tour.
I think both artists' music would be more palatable if the other artist performed it. That would be very good.
You want to karaoke that? I'll
Everything I do it for you, but Metallica. That would be great.
Everything I do, do it for you.
See, that sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Better than Bryan Adams.
Oh.
What is that?
I got it. I'm getting it.
Let me get it because I need the
lyrics.
The fucking words.
Oh, yeah. So you work. while you work on that, we have area code 316. Let's get that on the air. I don't know. 316, you're on the air.
It's Alaska, right?
Hello, 316. Awesome. We can hear you.
If your area code is 316, say something.
Confused the way you said.
If you're listening to us, just say something.
Oh, they hung up. Oh. They got scared.
Oh, that's all right. All right, let's take 412. You're on the live cast. 412.
Who are you?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, I have a question. Do you guys know when the Thrill Seeker album, where it's going to be released on vinyl in 2 weeks?
No.
Are you talking about August? Is this an August Burns Red question?
Yes.
Oh. He went to the bathroom.
He'll be calling in a few minutes, and we can.
Okay.
My guess is that it's going to be released in August.
No,
they should only release their albums in August.
Yeah.
Did you find the karaoke?
Yes,
okay.
I was waiting till you.
Yeah, let's do it.
By the way, this has been things you can Google easily, but ask us anyway. That's a new segment we're trying out. All right. This is so dumb.
Yes.
Oops, I missed the
Metallica.
Cue. Okay, all right, I missed my cue. Let's
refresh it. Yeah,
harder than it looks.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. It was the summer of '69. Me and some guys from school on a band, and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should have known we'd never get far. Oh, and I look back now, summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, whoa, whoa, I'd always wanna be there. Those were the best days.
Oh my.
Oh yeah!
All right, that's enough of that. My voice is hurting.
Oh, that was great.
Hey, morning zoo with ya. Hey. Sorry. Gonna go to our traffic report in just a minute. Hello. Oh, that's, wow. That now I sound like a fucking robot.
Now you're in a tin can. Rob's Rib Meat in the chat says, I want a whole album like this.
Yeah.
Wow, wow!
Vampiro gives you a standing ovation. Vampiro!
Now sing that song as Jimmy.
Yeah, okay.
Vampiro! Vampiro!
It was my first real six string. I bought it at the Five and Dime.
He's actually old enough to have bought a six string at a Five and Dime.
JR, JR does not sing. Sorry, folks.
This isn't Sing Along with the Champ.
Oh my God! With God as my witness, they've broken him in half!
Are you taking a request, Darren? Because someone's asking you to do Living on a Prayer.
Didn't we cover that? We made a parody of that song. Remember?
We did?
We did Living on Welfare.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. We did.
I'll play a few bars of that for you. This one we don't really play
Come
much.
On,
Maybe
Misha.
People forgot about it.
What?
Do you believe in government assistance?
What the?
Well, I've got something to say about it. And it goes something like this, Glia. Misha takes his girl out for free. Don't need no cash to eat. He plays with EBT. What the? What the? People get so jealous and mad. Americans make fuss, cause their taxes go to us. It's bad. So bad. We got a Lexus in parking lot. It does not make a difference if it's legal or hot. Most people have jobs, but we do not obey. We drink and smoke pot.
420.
Oh, it's so unfair. Living on welfare. We don't pay tax and we really don't care. Living on welfare.
That's great.
Sasha's girl is eating all day.
Not long.
She loves government cheese. Tell me, what does that bitch weigh?
Boy, yes.
The USA will never be poor. When we run out of ham, we call up Uncle Sam for more. More ham, please. Please. We made our green cards in Photoshop. It does not make a difference if they're bloody or crap. So hard to spend all the money we got. Oy, bleh. We'll give it a shot. We're halfway there. Living on welfare, expensive suntans and grooming chest hair. Living on welfare, living on welfare.
A classic.
Oh, we haven't played that.
We should hear that more often.
Oh, here's one for you, Rob.
Mm.
Peter Steele doing Joan Jett's I Hate Myself for Loving You.
Rob doesn't know that song.
It's karaoke. The words come on the screen anyway. All right, we'll set that. We'll talk about some stuff, and we'll set that up for later.
Yeah, we have a JB calling in a few moments. August Burns Ray is calling us from Philadelphia.
Oh, there's your teaser. There's your teaser. After the call, we will...
And
are they from Philadelphia?
They're from near Philadelphia. They're from Lancaster, I believe.
Are they Amish?
I don't think they're
Do they
Amish.
Know Amish people?
I'm
Do they
sure
have Amish friends?
Are they Mennonites?
These are all questions that could be answered momentarily.
When does their EP come out?
The number to dial if you want to ask JB a question is 646-929-1357. And
sorry, I have leftover tacos.
Oh yeah, Darren got us some tacos.
Oh yeah, delicious. I meant to buy flautas. I told her flautas, and she put tacos in my.
She got lost in your eyes and just get the order.
As we all do,
I'm sure.
Darren made my dream come true because just before he walked through the door with his tacos, I was eating pizza. Mm-hmm. like I see a pizza and a taco.
Mm. Wow, you are living on cloud nine right now, Noah.
You should have rolled the taco up in the pizza.
Ah, oh, damn it. Next time.
Oh, my God, a pizza taco.
There's still tacos left. Do you have any pizza?
I have a piece of pizza that I could try that on.
We'll video that during the break.
Okay.
Pizza taco.
That's an early contender right there.
Sid was furious that they used corn tortillas. Actually, they were flour tortillas.
I wasn't furious.
Yeah, and why would you? Because they weren't corn, that's why. You would have been.
If I had noticed. I'm not as good at that as my wife.
Yes, they were flour tortillas.
It was tasty.
Yeah, very good.
And they double up on the tortilla so it doesn't break through.
That was a good move.
I do prefer crunchy tacos, though.
Oh, I love them.
I do, too.
But
usually.
They didn't sell them. They don't have any anything.
And throw them in the fryer, you jerk.
Those don't travel well. It would
have
been soft.
Yeah, they would have been soft by now anyway.
All right. Well, let's get JB on the line.
I'll ask him if he likes tacos.
Soggy ones.
Once again, the number to dial if you want to ask JB from August Burns Red a question is 646-929-1357. And they're on the road right now with Asking Alexandria, Born of Osiris, We Came as Romans, and one other band that I don't remember.
Good job.
You could just ask him.
All right, dialing him in right now.
Hello.
Hey, JB.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Metal Injection Livecast. You are live on the air.
Whoa.
This is crazy.
I'm super nervous.
It's cool. It's cool. We have a very important first question. Do you prefer corn or flour tortilla?
That's hilarious that you're asking me that, because I just had a conversation with my fiance literally like 3 minutes ago. 3 minutes ago about this.
What was
and
the conversation?
I prefer flour easily.
Yeah.
Flour.
Now, was there some sort of debate with your fiance? Does she prefer corn and water?
No, she prefers flour as well. But the issue was that some of the guys in our band are gluten free. So we have to sometimes check ahead when we go to restaurants to see if they have corn tortillas, and that could be a deal breaker for the restaurant.
Now,
which is annoying for a flour lover like myself.
Right, I was about to say that must be difficult for you because you want all the gluten you can have.
That's right. I only want the gluten.
You want extra gluten if possible.
Right. I use a gluten spread on my sandwiches.
Just gluten.
You picked a good band to be in. None of them are eating. You get all the gluten. They'll even give you their extra gluten.
You're a glutton for gluten.
Zing.
That's true.
So you guys, are you in Philadelphia right now? Is that true? I'm looking at your itinerary.
Yeah, most of the band is. I'm on my way there right now. I'm driving. We played in New Jersey last night, and I went home after the show. So I'm driving in because tomorrow's the day off.
So you're on the phone while driving? Is that legal?
Yes, I know. It's legal here in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so
we're very liberal here. Oh, we're great.
You guys are on the road right now with Asking Alexandria. We Came as Romans, Crown the Empire, and Born of Osiris. A bunch of those bands, I'm sure, are party bands. Is August Burns Red a party band?
No. Party band isn't, I wouldn't describe us as that. I don't think we have that rep. We certainly have parties, but we're not a party band, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Right. So if somebody was looking for nose cant, they shouldn't bark up August Burns Red's tree. Is that what you're saying?
No. If you're looking for anything beyond Jameson and a Coors Light, you're not going to find it on our box.
What about if you're just looking for candy, like regular candy?
No.
Yeah, we do have candy. We have Tootsie Pop on hand at most times.
How about candy-shaped crack cocaine? Would that be...
No, but that might be on the tour. I don't know. I can't confirm or deny that.
Just put that in your rider, see who...
Actually, I'm going to deny that. No one's doing crack on tour. There's probably some people doing cocaine periodically, but I don't think that anyone's doing crack.
Well, how far into the tour are you? There's plenty of time left, I'm assuming.
There is time left. We're maybe 10 days in.
Okay, so yeah, there's time for a crack addiction to bubble up.
I'm sure
yeah, we'll see. I'll be sure to let you guys know. I'll give you the scoop on that if I sniff one out.
We can sniff one out. I like that. Do you think it's possible?
Yeah, you like that?
Maybe, you know, because you're known as sort of a clean living, that people hide the cocaine when you walk by or something. Like, is that possible? Like, they feel uncomfortable?
No.
You'll knock that down?
I've seen people do cocaine in front of me before. Usually the people who do want to do cocaine don't care who they're doing it in front of, if it's another dude on the tour, because they already have that reputation probably. I've never met anyone with, like, the secret cocaine addiction.
You want to name some names?
No,
I don't think I should. I would love to. Trust me, I really would. That would be fun for me. I like that kind of stuff.
Well, you're in the right place to start with the crack. I mean, Philadelphia, it's like one of the crack capitals of the world.
Well, yeah, I hope we're not in that neighborhood tonight. I've been to Philly quite a bit, and I've never stumbled into that part of the city, so.
You guys are.
I don't think of that. I'll be going there tonight. That's
so
right.
Actually, I went
it's a good spot.
Yeah, I went to a show in Philly at the First Unitarian Church, and there was a drive-by right across the street as we were arriving at the venue.
That's not like a terrible neighborhood over there, is it?
It's not even a bad spot.
That is just my first experience.
What show was it?
It had nothing to do with the show.
Just curious.
It was the Decibel Magazine 100th issue anniversary.
Was Tim Lambesis in the area by any chance?
No, I don't think he was in the area, actually.
Come on, he wouldn't be the one doing it if he were in the area.
He would hire the person.
And then the person would, anyway.
That's
so
true.
It never happened.
Bad reference. Sorry.
Yeah, come on now.
Okay. It was
the show go after the drive-by?
Oh, yeah, no, it was as the show was happening, so it was totally, there was a robbery, apparently. And it was like, it was crazy because it was like out of a movie, because a guy was in a pickup truck, and the pickup truck was being shot at. Guy ducked out of the pickup truck, rolled to the back, and then had a moped or like some sort of bike, got away on the bike. It was nuts. It was crazy.
And you stood there watching.
Yeah.
It was unsuccessful then. It was an unsuccessful drive-by.
Yeah. The guy got away, whoever was being...
Well, they used water balloons, too. That was what really killed it.
Oh. That makes it a little different.
I got to read this comment. Super Nintendo Chamas, Randy Bly tried to sell me coke once. He was a pusher.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. That's
he's clean and sober.
Yeah, he's totally sober.
Sure.
At this point.
Yeah.
He's totally off pushing people off stage.
Cold turkey.
All right, let's take some calls. If you want to call in and ask JB a question, now's the time to do it. 646-929-1357. We got Joe on the line. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What is your question?
Hi, Joe. How's it going? Yeah, I just have a question. What influenced you to start playing guitar? Was it a guitar player? Was it a band? And what bands are you listening to right now?
Well, right now, at this very instant, I was listening to Pinkerton by Weezer. That was what was playing in my car stereo at the beginning of this interview. I've also been listening to Balance and Composure, a band from Doylestown, Pennsylvania, a lot. Still loving the new Death Heaven album. That's enough of what I've been listening to. What made me start playing guitar was just kind of the influence of my friends who were kind of getting to the age where they were starting to pick up instruments and there were local bands being formed, and I was going to punk shows, and it was all about, you know, just the local music scene, and I just kind of got into it that way, just through being, you know, influenced by my friends.
Really? There was no really like big guitar player out there, like Dimebag or anyone else?
No, I'm afraid not. I'm not like a big like guitar hero dude. In fact, I didn't listen to metal coming up. I totally came up through punk, which got me into hardcore and then eventually got me into metal. So I missed a lot of the roots for metal, and I apologize. I probably lost a lot of cred to everyone at Metal Injection just now, but that's the truth.
So you're saying you don't listen to Pantera?
I don't listen to Pantera. No, I don't.
Were you a big fan of the commercials back in the day?
Yeah, I went to see the commercials. Nice. In fact, I played in a band with Tony from the commercials, a local hardcore band called Black Eyes for Bad Guys, who's the bass player.
That's awesome. Back when me and Rob used to work at a little independent punk venue in Brooklyn, they played a lot at the venue. They used to...
Oh, cool.
One of the traveling bands that would always come through. They were good guys.
They are. They were a good band, too. I liked going to see them when I was younger.
There you go.
I would hate to see them now.
Do they still play?
No, they don't. They're long since gone.
Rest in peace.
All right, yeah. We have some more callers on the line. 562, you're on the air with JP. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, it's El Deuterino. What's up, JB?
What's up, dude?
I got a math problem for you.
Okay.
All right, pay close attention. It's kind of tricky. If it takes a hen and a half to lay an egg and a half in a day and a half, then how long does it take for the wooden leg of a grasshopper to kick all the seeds out of a pickle?
I don't know. What's the answer? I honestly couldn't even follow the riddle.
The answer is one.
Goodbye.
Great caller. Next.
All right. Let's ask Jacob. Jacob, you're on the line with JB. We're going to power through these calls.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey. Is this Jake from the singer of my band?
No, it's not. Different one.
I know. I figured not, but that would have been cool.
Oh,
what's up,
yeah.
Dude?
So, I dig your music. You got some cool riffs, and I like that album Constellations, but I was wondering, is it still important to you guys to identify as a Christian band? Like, these days there's so much evidence that there's no God, and it's just kind of beyond... there's no point to even... identify like that anymore.
You're saying there is no God? Is that what you said? Or you're saying that's a lot of people take.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is that your stance, or is that what you're saying a lot of other people are saying?
I'm just saying there's really a high probability that there is no God.
That there isn't. Sure.
And when you're identifying as a Christian band these days, it's just kind of silly. What do you think about that?
That doesn't offend me in the least, and I totally understand that thinking. Just as a rational human being, I can totally understand that. At this point, everyone in the band kind of coming from their own place. And, you know, we have, like you said, always been identified as a Christian band, and I'm not going to say that we're not, but I'll just say that a lot can happen in the course of, 10 years, and everyone grows up and people believe different things. And there are some dudes in the band that are like, you know, more into the whole idea of Christianity than ever before, and others who are less into it. And that's just kind of how it is. We still all enjoy playing music together, and we'll always be a band to deliver a positive message. We're not going to change that about our band. But, you know, I can understand where you're coming from. And I don't think it's necessarily important to identify with anything to be a good band. You're playing music to play music and to entertain people. So that's where I'm coming from personally.
Pretty loaded question from Jacob there. He kind of blindsided us.
I've got a follow-up question for the caller.
Okay.
Is the caller still there?
Yeah, we have the caller.
All right, so you're saying that nowadays, because of all the evidence that there's no God, that it's sort of lame to identify as a Christian band. What is the cutoff? Like, what year was, like, the last year where it would have been okay? Like, that's my question.
Whenever Stryper disbanded.
I'd say...
Still playing.
In the 80s. Maybe around the mid-2000s when you started seeing authors like CRISPR Hitchens, Sam Harris, they're putting together these really... well thought out publications that, I mean, they're just really driving the point home that it's kind of silly to even believe in a God in this day and age.
Well, you can also say whatever side of the argument you want to kind of support your own views is what you're going to probably read about and, you know, research. So if you were only researching the idea that there is a God, you would probably be more prone to thinking that there was a God. Just to kind of play devil's advocate.
Just wondering. Have you seen Cosmos?
You know, our bass player is way into Cosmos. He talks about it all the time. I haven't watched it. He said it's great.
I wonder, because I wonder if people, Christians watching Cosmos, ever feel like their position
okay, I think
is kind
this
of
is just like way. Okay, sorry, Jacob. Got to cut you off here.
I think the best, honestly, to be just objective about it, the best argument that there isn't a God is that Lulu was made and released.
Yeah, I mean, Lulu. Seriously.
If there.
At least a loving God. A loving God would not inflict that upon us.
All right, let's go back to the music with a serious question from Kate in area code 316.
JB, are you guys going to be playing Warped Tour this year?
We are not on Warped Tour this year, sir.
Dang it.
Sorry about that.
That's a light down.
Yeah. So don't buy your ticket. I'm kidding. But we won't be there.
Are you guys going to be touring this summer, or are you guys going to be breaking, enjoying the?
We're going to be doing a lot of writing this summer. We are playing some shows, but nothing. We're not doing any like extensive festival touring. We have a few shows here and there, and like a week of dates in July. But that's going to kind of be it. The new record will be the focus this summer. We're doing a lot of touring this spring.
Yeah, you guys are. You guys have a lot of shows. You're in Philadelphia tonight. And then on Tuesday, you're in Worcester at the Palladium. Then you're in Rochester at the Armory, Albany, at the Upstate Concert Hall. That's right. I know how to read tour dates, people. Get with it.
You're good.
Jufro Headbanger said, God killed Lou Reed to prevent another Lulu.
Oh, okay.
What's your stance on that, JP? No. It worked.
Yeah.
Well,
so much.
We hope.
posthumous release.
All right. All right, we have a few more calls. We have a few more fans, and then we'll let you go. Cameron,
okay,
you're on the line with JB. What's your question?
Hey, JB. I've seen you guys.
Hi, Cameron.
And I'm coming to the show on Tuesday in Worcester.
Nice.
And I was just wondering, like, what are some of your favorite songs to play live?
I really like playing Eternal Canon. We're playing that this coming Tuesday in Worcester. And I like playing Whitewash because we've been playing it for so long, and it's pretty easy to play at this point. It's one of those songs where we're all able to kind of just like screw around or run around and don't have to worry about like staring at our fretboard and trying not to screw up. I get kind of sick of that. Like a lot of the stuff we write is still really hard for me, unfortunately. So it's fun to be able to kind of relax on some of the easier songs. And as far as new stuff goes, I really like playing the first song on our new album. It's called Provision. That's one of my favorite new songs to play.
Awesome, yeah. Well, I can't wait for the show. Thanks.
Cool, man. I'll see you there.
Awesome. Well, JB, we're actually going to let you go, and we want to play a track from your most recent album, Rescue and Restore. Is there a specific track you'd like us to play?
Yeah, play the song Count It All Is Lost. That's one of my faves.
Right on. All right, we're going to play right now. Thanks so much for taking some time to hang out
with
us. Go check out August 1st Red on the Road with Asking Alexandria, Born of Osiris, We Came as Romans, and a few other bands. Oh, wait, no. That's about it. All right.
That was good. All right, guys. Thanks.
Have a good one. All right, let's play some August Burns right now from their new album, Rescue and Restore. Here's Count It All As Lost. Is that the one he said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Good job, Rob.
Yeah.
Sometimes I spend the music break just soaking in the tub with some candles lit. It takes me back to the good old days when Darren and I used to have sleepovers and wash each other's hair. Here's another love song on the Metal Injection live cast. Wow! Those were some profound lyrics, right? Oh, please. You don't have a clue what that guy was saying either. That's why Rob likes this stuff. He doesn't have to focus on the words and can spend his time buying bulk potato chips on the internet. Here's another song on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hello, son. This is your resident announcer guy, Chuck Blandington, and you're listening to the show that was caught finger-banging your stepmom last week. The Metal Injection live cast. Sorry about that. Wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God. Now people will know that I like Bon Jovi. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
We knew! We knew this whole time.
I missed the first part of what he was saying.
He said, did I ever tell you about that time I went down on a heroin addict for two tickets to a Bon Jovi concert?
That's a drop.
And then he says... Oh, dear God, we're recording. Uh-huh. Now people will know that I like Bon Jovi.
That's also a drop.
Yeah, no, that I really don't want
to. Do we have a few new drops, right, Darren?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second.
A few new drops.
We have some
drip.
And like a remix, too, right?
Yeah. Gab.
Sent in by Josh, right? Chocolate croissant, is that correct?
The
you
remix?
Forwarded him to me.
No, the sound bites, you mean.
Not sure. Well, whoever it is, we'll figure it out. While I'm playing this, Rob will look it up. Yeah. This is Rob.
You know how much I love sausage.
I know.
Okay. I know. The famous line that Sid dropped for us last week.
Murder!
Yeah.
That's a good one. I like that. It's good to know that everybody in the chat room would bang me.
Just die.
All right, you had me at Lily.
Go, I want to fuck that guy.
Oh, damn it.
It's me again.
Just kill yourself.
Ah.
Oh, come on, of course.
Of course.
All right. I got all this HIV and you can't have any of it.
I'm greedy.
I had a bunch of meat inside.
Wow.
Fuck Sid.
What? Yeah!
Sid being very enthusiastic.
I'm excited about something.
Here's a Nazi.
Oh.
Bravo.
Yes.
One more
that
time.
Was probably, the previous drop of me being excited is probably a reaction to that.
Yeah, you had me and Lily.
Exactly
yeah.
Let's
yeah.
do it another one.
Yeah!
And that's then it. You had yeah. me and Lily.
Well, the gay Sid fantasy.
Oh!
My wiener.
No,
not
stop!
All right.
That's
Noah,
not
stop!
You sound like my mother.
I sound so Jewy.
It's like she's giving
Noah, stop!
You. Give me what?
No, Indian stop!
I'm like whining.
Noah, stop!
What was that from?
It's like Noah's like tickling Darren or
yeah.
something, and he's like, you know, cut it out.
Like you're annoyed with me. Now
no,
I want to know where that clip's from.
No, yeah. What it really was that you were you were jokingly feigning like committing suicide or something.
Oh.
And I said stop, like as if you were killing yourself or whatever, something like that.
All right, good.
The last one is Sid.
I want to kill people. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
That was
sounds
off
so happy.
Yeah.
And that's our drops for this week.
Cool. All right. Now I have this remix. I haven't even heard this yet from Jumpman Hats Gab. But he did this a long time listener. longtime remixer, and we love these remixes for our newer fans. And if you send one in, we'll play it on the air. And if it's really good, and you're not Gab, we'll send you a free CD or something.
Why can't Gab get?
Well, we already sent him a bunch of stuff.
And he's in Canada, right?
Yeah,
that's the real reason.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, here we go.
Action is over, metal.
wait. Let's show. Start. Hold on. Let's start it appropriately. Let's do this again.
Rob of metal injection is over metal.
Fuck this show. 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 This show.
I would enjoy that very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eyes rolling into the back of your head, tongue sticking out.
Your jeans button undone with your stomach hanging out.
Cock in my mouth. Cock in my mouth.
You have the taste of a black man.
Let's get it on.
Yeah. Eyes rolling into the back of your head, tongue sticking out.
Your jeans button undone with your stomach hanging out.
Cock in my mouth.
Cock in my mouth.
I
would enjoy that very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listen very carefully. You can hear Sid farting. And listen very carefully.
You can hear Sid.
Just about to enter your mouth.
That was incredible, Gab. You've done it again.
Wow.
My mind is blown.
Can I just have that to listen to on my playlist?
Yeah. We'll include a download. We'll include a download of it on the episode page.
That was incredible.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Yeah, we will send. You know what? Screw it. I'll pay the Canadian fees.
Yeah, he's earned it.
Can you send him that chair that you broke on
yes.
the podcast?
Yes.
Because I think he deserves it.
You know what you should send him? A Jose Mangan lighter.
I will totally do it.
Autographed by you.
We should, now that we've played that, we should play an oldie from Jumpman Hat. You want to hear another one?
Yeah.
Song he did?
Oh,
we have two. I'll give you to pick from. Or I could just play both. Up to you. We have the Shlomo Dreidel metal version. And we have On the Love Bus, the rap song.
Oh, yeah.
Two Love Bus.
The Love Bus.
Okay. Yeah.
Over 10 years.
Did he lean in to kiss you?
Not, no, it was
this is about when Rob tried to hit on Noah.
Like,
on
the bus. Oh, I really like you. Do you want to go out or like something like that?
And your response was,
looking like Elvis Presley with Down syndrome. Half Jew, blue face, overgrown garden gnome. Hey, Rob, do you like music? You're trying to be funny, it's like your comics on static. Greatest that you've ever been was on your live journal. Typing with your cock, boobalicious Noah anal. I hope you like squirters, but I know that she would fake it. Shower you with gold and maybe spit into a cup. Cause apparently that turns you on, I think that's kinda weird. Still better than the time, pumpkin blumpkin with a beard. Right, tell me when you finally got the teeth out of your reef. Rabuja Nina, inside Nina, get the tuka out with my rubber. And Noah. Say it, hubba. At a grown man's age, he went into the clinic, man, I gotta turn the page. Little did he know that he couldn't masturbate. For days and days, his head filling up with rage. He can't sleep, he kept getting up at night, staring up at the stars and down at the stitches. Count down the days, bootylicious like bitches, 3D with them hoes. Tim in Las Vegas, but he doesn't like hoes because of OCD. So everyone is proud except JCVD. One night, dry tears, he did the impossible. Cum shot drooping from the ceiling like white drool. Hot wax off a candle. Fashando, yeah. I'm the lover. Hey Noah, no, not the one with the H. I'm not at all a gay guy like that rocker Hikulani. Jerking off sick to sits, breathing patterns, buddy, that shit ain't payback. It's gross, do you understand me? I'm a full supporter of the NIP. And if you aren't, then I guess you're just a G-A-Y or an F-A-G or an S-I-D. Potato, potato, it's all the same to me. By the way, Attack Attack should have their legs cut off. Chelsea Grin should have their motherfucking triangles bent. Vampires everywhere should be fucked by drafts every day. Violent J should be forced to give fellatio to the queen, bitch. Oh wait, sorry, Rob. I meant, bitch. Mr. Tough Guy, yeah, his name is Sid. I've seen the footage, the dude's an overweight kid. Him and Eric Hartman have been separated at birth. You heard he's known to be the biggest douchebag on earth. G2G is set to be his browser's homepage. Jenny and Noah only renewed his account wage. Should've saved that money up from flying to Vancouver. I would let him be my queen, but please no sitting on my face backspace. Please, I need my airspace. Hey, yo, miss, that cop is a fucking disgrace. As a great sheik would say, what? Like that lame college kid, what? Who's Richard Hall anyway, what? As a great sheik would say, what? Like that lame college kid, what? Who the fuck is Richard Hall? What?
It's Boobalicious in all caps. Boobalicious. Amount of a variety of shit.
That little excerpt at the end. I'm so embarrassed that I won't.
A biznatch, Rob? What I am to you?
That call happened almost exactly like 3 or 4 years ago. I think 4 years ago, because I remember I was at South by Southwest.
Oh, my God.
That was Sid and Noah doing the show by themselves.
Yeah, that was like the first year I went to South by Southwest. That was when we had the show on Wednesday. So it was the first night I was there, and I was like, oh, let me call in really quick. And then when you guys told me that you're reading my live journal entries on the air.
You wish that you would have never called in.
Oh, that was so good.
That was a good time.
I like that we waited long enough to play that Colin is once again calling into the show.
Yeah.
So he probably
also, it's been long enough where it almost feels new, like I forgot a lot of the jokes. And it was great. Thank you so much, Gab. Those were amazing, both of them.
Yeah.
Equally amazing.
You definitely have a long career ahead of you.
For Shundle.
At least a long career of giving us free stuff to play on the show. We'll always do that. So your career will at least be as long as ours.
Well, assuming that we're going to do the live cast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It'll
be as long as our career.
Hmm. Is this a career for us?
Our podcasting career.
Uh-huh. So Darren yesterday had a very eventful day.
Yeah.
We, of course, hung out at night. We mentioned that earlier. We'll talk about that a little more later. But during the day, Darren, you attended an award ceremony.
We went to the BCAT Awards.
Now, the BCAT is Brooklyn Community Access Television. It's the local public access. So they have an award show. I think you talked about this
Where is it located?
No, this is the first year they're having an award show.
Oh, the first annual. What was the award show called?
It was called the Be Free Awards.
Oh boy!
And is
the letter B. The letter B.
So it's like free
Brooklyn.
Speech is what
like
was.
Like World Be Free.
Yeah, basically like that.
Is it held at the Kings Plaza Mall?
No, it's at where you go to drop the tapes off when you.
They just had the awards in the lobby.
They actually really did it. They redid the whole place really nice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you... I know Rob's been there. Either of you been there?
Mm-mm.
No, I think you've been there. You went with me when we registered the
metal injection. 10 years ago. Recently.
It used to be just a little office, and you'd hand the tape in, and that's it, and you'd leave. Now it's like there's a whole auditorium. They had a red carpet.
Why?
I shit you not. They rolled out a red carpet, and all these fake wannabe celebrity people who just have shitty... public access shows. They were parading down the red carpet.
That's so cute.
They were doing the posing.
What was the dress code here? Like, how were they dressed, everyone?
Running the gamut from homeless to ball gowns.
What was Neil Alpert wearing?
Neil Alpert wasn't there, but he was nominated.
Oh, come on! Now, let's explain who Neil Alpert is. He's the most perverted man in New York City.
Self-proclaimed.
And
other
his
than
show,
me.
His show ran right after Metal Injection.
Yeah, or sometimes before, maybe even.
He's just, this dude. He's like a scummy dude, like a 50-year-old, maybe probably 60 now.
Yeah, by now.
Who would just have, he would go, I guess he would get strippers or whores or whatever.
And they would just be sitting on his lap.
Yeah, they'd sit on his lap. First he'd let them dance and they'd do their routine. Then they would come over and sit on his lap. It'd be like on Johnny Carson. They'd come over.
Right. But when you would watch it, he would be using these like really corny transitions between the camera.
It was, you know, it was
a public access,
access production.
Yeah.
And
I feel like all the time it was always just like a foreign woman like, oh, you are Neil Elfert. You are such attractive man.
You are so famous in my country.
I want you to eat my pussy.
That's such a good, like, that takes me right back to Neil Alpert, because that's what they all sound like.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, oh, yeah, Oksana, I'd love to eat your pussy.
Yeah, he was just the fucking Brooklyn-y.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Neil Alpert where we have the hottest slut.
Yeah. Coming up next.
Coming up next.
Oksana.
We got Cherry. We got Cherry up next, and Cherry's one of my all-time favorites.
We got Lexus coming up later in the hour.
The Mercedes. It's a whole car name special.
He kind of sounded like almost like the trumpet guy, but less less hyper. Less hyper.
Did he ask them who they were?
What do you
mean?
Who are you?
So back to the award show. Well, was there like grandiose music playing?
Yes. It was jazzy, though. It was more like... you can leave this, though. It's fine. Set the mood. But they had like a lame female stand-up comedian hosting.
Oh,
Anne
my
Boozler.
God.
It was no one famous. It was like,
I thought of the same. Why did I think Elaine Boozler?
She is the go-to lame female stand-up comedian.
She was more like the young, quirky, edgy comedian.
Not good.
Well, she had a couple of decent lines.
Okay.
It was all ad-lib. First of all, they were reading off teleprompters in the beginning, and fucking up constantly.
Oh.
Like, and she even said, you know, so the nominees for Dave the teleprompter a little quicker, please. Like,
such professionals. Oh my god, this is basically exactly what you went for. You went for the fuck ups. You didn't go, you didn't expect a professional show. You wanted the train wreck.
I also wanted to meet the people who we watch all the time.
Who are you rooting for? Who were some of the people?
There's
you
this want? One guy that is on in the morning who is he's like a tard. He's like just, you know, he's in a chair and he can't talk, but it's like a show. All right. Like a show for disabled people. To get, you know, like to learn about Obamacare and anything that it happens in their medical field that interests them and all that. But he can't talk. So they'll have on a guy from who's from Medicaid or something. And the guy will be like, well, Martin, blah, 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 blah. And then he'll ask him a question. And it's like, blah, 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 blah. And the guy just kind of sits there and blinks. And he tries to what I think you're saying is.
God!
So it goes on like that for a half hour. Then there was when we first started watching, there was an interpreter there, and he looked exactly like David Wright. By the way,
wow.
I thought David Wright. I swear to God, was on it.
He is that good of a man. He would do that.
Right? He took time off from his busy schedule to go interpret for the CP.
Hosted
guy.
By one of the Wilpon kids.
So, so the guy just sits there in the chair. And then, so he was there. We ran into him. He was on the red carpet,
in
wheeling around on the red carpet.
Is there a photo?
I think she got a photo.
Oh,
my
God.
Okay. Yeah.
You'd think if there was a red carpet, there's probably some website with just pictures of everybody that was on the red carpet, right?
Yeah.
There's probably like a fake paparazzi set up.
But it was great. It was just every, like, just silly person thing. I feel like there were more people there getting awards than people who just watched those channels.
Yeah, probably. Well, it's just they watch each other's shows.
Darren, did they have those reggae dancers from the dance club on Flatbush Avenue?
Oh, my God. There's photos. If you go to facebook.com/Brooklyn Free Speech, there's photos from the awards ceremony. It looks like someone's cell phone. You mentioned there was a guy in a Batman mask.
Yes, there was a guy in a Batman mask. Who does a show? He's never on camera in the show.
The show is Rent Wars.
Yeah,
and
he
won
sort,
an award.
Like
right.
He's sort of mildly conspiracy theory ish, and so he's never on camera in his show, and he just talks about stuff. So he came to accept. He won. He accepted the award. Gigantic fat guy with a Batman mask on.
Wow.
Is his face altered on the show? Like, I want to tell you the real
deal about
well,
America.
A voice alter, not a face alter.
Sorry.
When he accepted, though, he goes up to the podium and he's like, you know, free speech is very important. And, you know, because they don't want you to know things. So, you know, that kind of shit. And that's why public access.
And he looked at you. But he said they.
Yeah, he meant me. He meant the Jew in the room.
Yeah, that's right.
Vampiro wants to know, what was the ethnic breakdown of the audience of this award show? I would say roughly 90% black.
Yeah, I see it. Oh, there's a crowd photo. I don't see Darren in it.
And
though.
With my girlfriend being very brown as well, I was probably one of the few white
so
people.
It should
the
be
lightest
very easy
people there.
To find Darren. It's like a Where's Waldo?
Oh, oh. Is it Ruth J. Morrison?
Who's that?
She looks like she has a gigantic rack,
oh,
I have to say. I can't turn the camera.
So is it free to rent that space? Because we could do the live cast, the 500th episode from there.
Sid just jumped up at the mention of a rack.
This actually looks
she
way
looks very,
more...
Robin Quiversy.
Setup looks way more pro than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it was actually pretty well... It looked nice.
Yeah.
But it looked, once they started doing things, it became very unprofessional.
Right. The equipment they used was good, though.
So what were, like, the award categories?
It was, like, the best young, show related to young people, the best community awareness, you know. But they were, like, clever names. It was, like, the B Young Award. And
so what category was Neil Alpert nominated in? The best exploitation show?
I think best free speech. Something like, in other words, the show that pushes the boundaries of free speech.
That's
and the WTF show was on, the fucking wrestling show that
what
we
the
make
fuck?
Fun of. Yeah.
Or Wrestling Traditional Federation?
It means something else that's not what the fuck. I don't know what it is at the moment. But
was the guy that you know from there?
He wasn't there. No. At least we didn't see him anyway. It wasn't a very big ballroom that we were in. Which they called it a ballroom, by the way. It's pretty ridiculous. It was about 90 seats.
Probably like the employee cafeteria. They cleaned out some vending machines.
Super Nintendo just said, once they started doing things, it became very unprofessional. The live cast story.
How dare you!
It's true. We do have very good equipment here. We sound good.
Yeah. Until the teleprompter goes slow.
Daddy teleprompter!
So that was my experience there. It was a lot of fun. And my girlfriend and I love to goof on things like that. And we had a great time.
How were your seats?
We could really basically sit anywhere in the balcony. So we sat where no one would be next to us on my side because I hate sitting next to
people. Oh, I thought you were going to say because there was a hand job.
No.
That would be
it was
the
too
ultimate.
Open. It was too open.
If you could, like, see yourself somehow over Neil Alpert and then ejaculate
payback.
On top of his head.
Oh. Yeah, we were right next to the guys running the board, actually. Oh. And I kept looking over at them, and they were, like, snickering.
Oh,
you know,
I see you in the photo.
Me?
Jennifer just posted a link to one of the photos.
Get out of here.
To you. Is that you all the way in the back, right there?
I
see.
When was she away from me to do that, though? Or did
she
post? Did she post that?
I think that's probably a photo from the awards Facebook page, and she just found the two of them.
Okay, I was going to say, when was she away from me to take the picture, but...
I think you were not generous enough in your percentage breakdown.
You need a little more than 90%? Yeah, a lot. Basically, 90% of the show is on that channel.
Yeah.
Jennifer, you're going to need to copy that photo, paste it into Photoshop, and do a little circle around where you guys are.
All the way in the back.
So we get a clearer photo.
El Duderino says Neil Alpert now goes by Derensky Guy.
Oh, it's possible. I wouldn't doubt it. Oh, that's hilarious.
So that's really good. I wish I went. Maybe next year I'll attend the Be Free Award.
Bring the show. Bring your public access show back.
Now, Darren, you said if you ever won a Be Free Award, what would your acceptance speech be? What would that be? You said you wanted to do a show.
Yeah, I said it's great to now be here accepting this award because I know that I can identify that 90 of you are actually looking at me, which is more than watch this entire channel in a fucking week. So thank you.
The dream has come true.
And who was it? Was the crowd mostly nominees, or was it like you? Were you guys? You were the only.
I feel like it was, from what I can gather, like all nominees and people there to support one person,
or people just that live in the neighborhood that were like pulled in off the street, like seat fillers. Like, hey, it's warm in here.
I don't think they even needed that. There was enough shows that they nominated like 20 things in each category.
Was there like a Lifetime Achievement Award of any kind?
There was something similar to that. I zoned out. It was
like
boring.
The Black Israelites got that.
There was some woman went up and started, you know, rambling, and it was like she almost got the Frank Sinatra music.
Oh,
I think.
Oh wow!
The borough president of Brooklyn was behind her.
Okay.
He introduced her.
It's not Marty Markowitz anymore.
It's Eric Adams.
Okay.
And he walked up behind, like he kept thinking she was done, and then walked up, and then he had to step back.
He's like the Sandman. He needed to give her the hook, pull her off stage.
Oh man, if the Sandman was there, I would have lost it.
Wrong borough. Oh well. They should have had it at the Apollo. Then they would have had the Sandman. But then it wouldn't
That's
be
not Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Yeah.
Right. We had a great time. Highly recommend checking out BCAT.
A good use
if
of tax dollars.
Brooklyn.
You can see it on.
I think you
can
watch it online. Yeah.
Oh.
You gotta just search Brooklyn Free Speech.
The way I can describe BCAT, oh, it's not called BCAT anymore, by the way.
Oh.
It's called BRIC now. Brooklyn Public. The beginning of Brooklyn and the end of public makes up BRIC.
Okay.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I still call it BCAT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the way I describe it is there's like probably 90% of it is lame, boring shows where people play video, rap videos, reggae videos. And then 10% of it is fucking gold. And you have to mine through the shit to get to find the golden
the crazy
programs.
Wing nuts and whatnot.
Yeah. There is a conspiracy theory show called Hard Fire,
okay.
which is like Hardball and Crossfire, I guess. And they have the setup with the, you know, the video,
God.
Like they're teleconferencing, but they're talking about 9/11 being blown up. You know,
Sean
I mean,
on
the
that
WTC7. No, he doesn't think it even existed.
Oh, yeah,
it didn't happen.
He doesn't believe in brick.
Yes. The buildings are still... I still stand.
He thinks public access television is a figment of our imagination.
Well, I didn't mean to belabor the point, but we had a good time there.
Nice.
Did you get all dressed up?
I wore a dress shirt, but that's because we were going to the birthday party later.
Oh.
And I didn't really give a shit about wearing it.
You were styling.
Yeah. I had a dress shirt on, real styling.
Yeah, well, for us. Yeah.
Girlfriend wore a pretty dressy outfit, though. At least a ton of cleavage.
She was wearing fishnets last night,
yes,
too.
Yes, she was.
Oh.
Very sexy.
Yeah, so we were hanging out because it was Sid's wife's birthday party.
Yes.
And one of Sid's wife's coworkers or friends showed up.
Wait, my girlfriend's yelling at me to tell them about Bernice. We met this. She has this show. This is probably the best show at BCAD because she... is an ex-jazz drummer.
Okay.
And
she Lenny Kravitz's drummer?
No, she's much older. Okay. And she just kind of does it like the Jay Leno show.
Okay.
But she's horrible at it. So it's like it's always like she stands there reading off of pages printed off of Wikipedia.
Oh God.
And we met her. We met her in the. I said I told her I watch the show every week. And she's like, oh, man, I got to get some new shows up there, baby, you know. And I was like, that's all. I said, yeah, I know. I stumbled across the show, and I get to the end of it, and it's like 2007, you know. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. She turns around, bends over, and says to kick her in the ass.
What?
And I said, I'm not going to do that. Like,
she
you
showed
know.
You her tushy?
I think she was joking, though.
Imagine
if I had actually
How
kicked
was
her
it?
In the ass. What? How was what?
Her ass.
She's an old lady.
So?
For God's
sake. Answer the question.
She might keep it tight for her.
I didn't speculate aesthetically on what her ass
Does your girlfriend
like.
Have any comments on the woman's ass?
Jennifer, if you're in the chat still, please tell them how Bernice Brooks' ass was. Now they want to know how the party is, so let's move on.
Well, what were you saying, Rob?
Oh, there was somebody that walked in that was one of your wife's coworkers, and you leaned over to me and were like,
"Oh yeah."
What was the question?
I was like, "Did you check that person out over there? Is that a fat guy or is that like a Chaz Bono kind of lady guy?"
I think I know who you're talking.
Yeah.
About.
Oh well, there was only one, so yes. And Rob was like, "No, that's a guy. That's a guy." And I was like, "I'm gonna find out." So I went over and
I actually whispered that to my girlfriend also.
Because I turned around, but I'm like 80-20 that it's a guy, but the 20 is really loud.
Mm-hmm.
So I went over, and my wife introduced us, whatever. And then the guy walked
was
away.
Was it Leslie or some other?
No,
I'm not
going to
say the name in case it's a listener.
Okay.
But
don't answer that.
Away, and I asked my wife, I was like, what's going on there? What's the deal with that? And I'm like, is that a guy or a girl? She's like, it's a guy. And I'm like, has it always been a guy? And she's like, no. I was like, bam, I nailed it. I nailed it.
Sid's Transdar is just off the chain. Very
I just feel like all the doctors that do that, they just have one look that they're capable of pulling off.
It's the Patton Oswalt look.
Or it's the Chaz Bono.
Yeah.
To be fair, Patton Oswalt also dresses very much like a trans.
Yes.
I feel. He kind of embellishes
it. It's, you know.
You know what that look is? It's that Matt Foley, like the big gut and and the shirt tucked in, despite having the gut, which looks awful.
Yeah. You'd think they'd be a little more stylish.
What? Why?
Because women are more stylish than men in general, and even though you want to be a man...
But they don't really...
How does that even...
style it up.
Women are more in general.
It's just like... It's like drag queens are guys that want to be women that are cunts with bad taste.
Right.
And the other way around is you just want to be like an unstylish guy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to be the best example of the other gender?
No, they want to fit in.
No, if you want to be a man, you reject all of the tropes or whatever that go with being a woman. You don't want to care about your style or whatever. That's why you...
But there's plenty of guys that... Not that I'm one of them, but there's plenty of guys that do care about
their
style.
Right, but the traditional image of a man is not
just
like
a
that.
Schlub?
I think the women who are
not
driven
a schlub,
towards...
It's just the... It's not something you put an emphasis on.
Or maybe they are
following a trend. It's not like she looked dirty. She looked clean.
No, schlubby.
No,
like
she was
Jonah
fine.
Hill. It was
she was
Jonah Hill.
She had a chin. I mean, he was a.
Was Jonah Hill ever a woman?
I am not 100% certain. I mean, it's another 80-20 for me.
That's something you have to go up to his brother and be like, so what's the deal? was Jonah Hill always a man?
I would not be stunned. He's got he looks like he's divine without the wig.
I like how you asked, is that a guy? And they didn't volunteer that it was.
I think she knew where I was going with the line of questioning. So
wouldn't you just say the whole answer first?
It was more fun that way. She made it more dramatic. I had to ask a follow-up and then finally get the truth.
But good eye.
Yeah.
Was that the highlight of your night?
Yeah, probably. Anytime I'm proven right is the highlight of that day. And it happens quite often.
Really?
I'm always right. Thank you. Speaking of me always being right, there's actually some great news. I have a story about an American hero who has... given me a clear path to much more joy in my life because of what I've discovered through this story. I will read you the post from Gawker. The headline of the post is, court rules that encouraging suicide is legal. William Melkert Dinkle, a former nurse in Minnesota, served a year in prison for encouraging two people to commit suicide, and they subsequently did commit suicide. Yesterday, the Supreme Court said that what he did was not a crime. The particulars of the case are even worse than they sound. He not only used the internet to encourage two people, a 32-year-old man in England and a 19-year-old woman in Canada, to kill themselves, he also posed as a young suicidal female nurse and tried to persuade the victims to hang themselves while he watched via webcam. That is odious human conduct by any measure, but was it criminal? The Minnesota Supreme Court said no, writing that the state may prosecute him for assisting another in committing suicide, but not for encouraging or advising another to commit suicide.
I agree with that.
Certain speeches beyond First Amendment protection, such as fraud, incitement of a violation of the law, and speech that plays a key part in a crime. The court rejected the state's contention that this man's words fit those exceptions. Suicide isn't illegal in Minnesota, so his speech couldn't have incited a crime or been integral to criminal conduct. So... tell people to kill themselves. It's fine. Even if they
Sid, who do you want to encourage to kill themselves in the room right now?
In the room, no one.
No.
In the chat?
Dave Mustaine.
See, this is a tough one for me. Because I don't want us to not have any listeners.
Oh.
But if it wasn't for that condition, I'd probably tell everybody to kill themselves.
Oh.
You do so that anyway. You always say to tell people to kill themselves.
Why don't you just think of a random name and then add the words kill yourself after?
George W. Bush, kill yourself.
That I agree with. Actually, I don't agree with.
Very
edgy. I don't agree with
very
that.
Edgy.
Yeah, I changed my mind. I think he should stand trial and be prosecuted at The Hague and live life in prison for war crimes.
Why
should he get off
cushy life?
Why should he get off?
He's never even in prison. I think he'd be cushy.
Not if he was tried in the world court. They should throw you in a hole.
I guess. I just don't see that. He's got enough money that he would never be found guilty.
No, but he's not going to kill himself either. So if we're fantasizing, I feel like he should really be... he should have his mouth checked for bugs like Saddam Hussein with the jumpsuit on.
All right. Fair enough.
That's what I want to see. Drew Fro Headbanger says Obama and Bush should both be put in front of the firing squad. I don't agree with that.
No.
I do disagree with many things Obama has done, but I don't think he's anywhere close to how bad Bush was.
But he wears mom jeans, Darren. Come on.
That's, well, listen.
String him up. It's a crime.
Someone wants Future Islands to kill himself.
Yeah, I'm okay
no!
with that.
No!
Yes, they're too good.
Fine with
they're
so,
great, in fact.
So you have, you're still awesome. Listening. You're still
yeah,
listening.
I've been yeah, jamming
so wait,
the album.
Right, last week we said you should listen for the first time to their album. And see if you like it still, after declaring you did like it.
And I love it.
You like it more now.
Yes. Okay. I'm more on the Future Islands.
So even when you listen to it without that jerk-off spazzing out on the stage like a retard,
yeah.
You still like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and I wanna go see it with him doing his fantastic dance moves.
Can you name four Future Islands
listen
songs
to this.
This week?
It sounds like bar mitzvah music.
Well, then it's a bar mitzvah that I want to hang out at.
It really is a bar mitzvah song.
It's not good.
That's your opinion,
guys.
I understand you guys.
But this is just
no,
horrendous.
No. It's just because it's the new thing I like. You didn't understand Chromeo when I was first bringing it to you guys. But now you're
I get Chromeo. Again, I will go with you to a Chromeo show, but I will not let you go to a Future Island show.
Hold on. Fuck you. I'm going to talk right through this garbage.
No, this is the jam.
I'm glad your microphone just fell. Keep it that way.
And there's not much growling, but
this is like Right Said Fred without the musical talent.
Or the style.
You guys could be trashing it all you want. I know there are live cast listeners right now that are totally thrashing it.
Not one. I don't agree. Go, Rob. Go.
You're wrong.
Go make up a fake name and type in the chat.
I don't have to make up a fake name.
Let's see.
I know.
Does anyone in the chat not hate this? No. Nothing.
There are people listening to the archive that are loving it right now. They're on their way to work jamming.
Can we hope for those people to get into car crashes? Or kill themselves intentionally?
And there's not much growling. In fact, there isn't any at all, except for at the end of this one song.
So contrived.
Right, exactly.
How do you know it's contrived?
How do you know
there?
It's not?
Because I've seen it live and there's passion in his eyes.
That doesn't mean
there's
it's not
passion.
He's on ecstasy.
It's calculated to go, oh, isn't that quirky?
That's
that
he's
exactly,
it's not at all calculated.
Exactly
oh, it's like a
like
loud
it.
Singer,
yeah,
but
I
he growls too.
I disagree.
Isn't that weird?
I completely disagree.
It's the only thing that's
100%.
I think let's do it.
You guys just don't get it, so you're trying to explain why you don't get it.
I'm telling you why it sucks.
It's
in
stupid.
Your opinion. In your opinion.
It's stupid.
That's
yeah.
So our opinions
I
are wrong.
Sure.
This
it's an opinion.
Stupid.
How can you prove it's right or wrong?
All right, so what are you getting so upset about then?
I'm not getting upset. You're the ones getting upset.
Rob's,
I'm loving this.
Rob's Rib Meat says, this seriously is the definition of what AIDS is.
Well, then give me all that AIDS you got.
There you go. Another drop. What I mean by contrived is that there's nothing organic to the music when he starts growling. It's just
okay.
Quirky.
Well, there's plenty of it
like,
where he's not growling. So.
And it's horrible.
Yeah, it's great.
It sounds like
and
Richard
then,
Cheese, but not funny.
Yeah.
It's as if Richard Cheese did a serious album.
Yeah.
Campion is with me. All right.
What did he say?
He said, I'm with Rob.
He's just doing
but
that ironically.
But that just mean that he's crashing in your living room. I don't know that that means he
no, he's definitely not.
You don't know. You're not home right now. He's there.
There's a good point now that Super Nintendo just made. Why is it whenever someone doesn't like something, they just don't get it? I get it. It just
yeah.
sucks.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Nailed it. It's terrible.
Thank you.
Says you.
Bad music.
In your opinion.
Vampiro says, when Rob defends himself, his voice gets super high-pitched.
No, it doesn't.
It's funny because it's true.
So we have Campion liking it and Chocolate Croissant liking it.
What did he say?
And he said, I like it as well. That's all. Not very passionate, but okay. So you.
Oh, now you're judging their passion?
You got two.
You're
I'm just saying. They think they'll get a free CD if they side with you. This is bullshit.
I never said any of that.
I'm just saying the people who like it are very mediocre about it.
Yeah,
the
they have
who,
like nothing to say about
the
it.
The people who hate it want to go find these guys and shoot them with a sniper rifle.
Well, good. I'm glad it evokes such emotion in people. I mean, music these days is too moderate, too in the middle.
I think
garbage
this is
you listen
in
to.
The middle. Yeah, yeah.
What have you guys been listening to that's really good lately?
Chromeo.
It was on last night at the party, yeah, I guess. Terrible. It was great.
I just picked an eyelash out of my mouth, and it was way more exciting than Future Eyelashes.
And
future
Chromeo.
Eyelashes.
And Daft Punk, too.
Yeah.
We're up all night to have fun. We have all night to shoot guns.
To chew gum?
We're up all night to chew gum.
Yeah.
We're up all night to chew gum.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Chew gum.
Pharrell just needs to go away.
But, you know, I mean, I don't think he's even really, like, proud of that. He's just trying to make lots and lots of money, and
well,
it works.
Well, between that and that happy song, he's just, he's got a lot
I
of
I really like that
radio.
Song. I don't know. What's,
oh,
what's
shocker.
What's that song?
Play it.
It's just
it's fun! It's fun!
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's crap.
I got it.
It's a cynical, like, oh, let's
why
make
is it cynical?
We
what?
Need a happy song. What should I call it? Oh,
how
okay.
Is it cynical?
I'll call it happy.
What are you talking about?
It's bullshit. It mean it says nothing. It's saying nothing.
Which song is this?
Happy.
Empty music.
It's
what
saying
right now? This song?
It's a little like interlude in the video.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Fuck you.
And he's got a Smokey the Bear hat on. Yeah,
guys, are you guys depressed? Like,
I'm
what's
depressed
going on?
Because I hate your crappy music.
Yeah, that I have to hear this song on a fucking daily basis in every facet of life.
Yeah. You guys need a hug?
Not from you or Pharrell.
I feel like I'm in a fucking H&M right now.
Yeah.
I don't see the video, so
it's
I'm
like if elevator music got AIDS. This sounds like this is Future Island.
You know, the way you guys describe AIDS, it's a kind of a fun time.
Go get some.
This is someone now who is in the AIDS ward trying to distract themselves from the fact that they're going to die.
Yeah.
And
this
being
is taking the elevator in the hospital to the AIDS ward.
They're just unconvincingly happy. It's like, I'm happy, I swear I'm happy.
Yeah. And then beep.
Flatline.
Oh, these people in this video make the song even worse, too.
We're torturing the people in the chat, by the way.
Well, I'm torturing myself, so let them share my pain.
I hate this song.
This isn't even worthy of a BCAT award.
Let's hear the hook here.
It's like, it just feels like a song that was written in a fucking boardroom.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We need a clapping part.
Yes.
We need a part encouraging the people to dance.
Yes, exactly. If people eat that shit up.
It needs to be mellow enough that it could be in a soda commercial or a car commercial or a commercial
God,
for detergent.
Like you were there at the board.
Really, that's what I mean when I say it's cynical.
I think Rob's going to cry now.
It's so good, you guys. Why don't you like it?
I honestly, I don't disagree with that assessment of it, but it's still it's fine. It puts me in a good mood when I hear it, so I'm okay
right.
with it.
I know what you're saying. I mean, I don't automatically dislike it if it was created in a boardroom. There's some things I would like anyway, even though it's mere commercial pandering. But
well,
this is not one of them.
Yeah.
This is like the Kraft Singles American Cheese of music.
I think it's a little more artisanal.
No way.
No.
Not at all.
It's the opposite of
it's
artisanal.
It's like the Kraft premium cheese. It's like
no.
a shelf above. It wouldn't be the generic one.
Incorrect.
Oh, Jimmy Kimmel is in this. You know what? There's those fucking things from Despicable Me are in this video.
Well, because I think
it's from
this
the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. It's a fucking soundtrack thing. I didn't even know that. The soundtrack song.
They actually did a cool little web project where it was like a 24 hours of happy where you can go like... You can watch
the
video.
Cool thing?
The video was in real time, and they just shot different people like
throwing up
the
every
song.
Time they hear the song.
No.
I have a great.
That's a different one.
I got a great marketing idea. Actually, building off that, I think we should have 24 hours of root canal.
Yeah,
we should set
strap
that up.
Rob into the chair.
That's like that's going to be the Cannibal Corpse a web promotion for their new album coming out later this year. I think that would work. So
what
we,
a bold statement. He's really going out on a limb. Clap along if you feel that happiness is the truth.
Yeah.
He's really saying something.
Happiness.
Do you think that he was really happy to sing this song over and over?
He was really happy with the check at the end of the day.
That's true.
Just written by Will.i.am.
Enough.
Well, turn it down. You're the one playing it.
I know, I forgot. My head is spinning right now. I can't remember who's playing what.
Shit hypnotizes you into complacency.
Yeah, I just want to eat a bag of Doritos.
Yeah,
right
see?
Now. Watch American Idol. You like American Idol too, Rob?
No.
Not this season, right? The other season.
I've never watched
American
Idol.
They sing all kind of shit like this, though.
Yeah.
Rob, you are a voice fan.
Huh?
Do you like Glee?
No, I don't watch any of that.
American Idol is like a factory for this shitty music, like artists that make this kind of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to call them artists.
It's not like I'm actively seeking this out if I hear something. I don't own a copy of Happy.
Are you
sure? It's just when it's on at the supermarket. I'd
you
rather hear that.
Aisles?
Oh, yeah, I just dance and I clap along.
You'd rather hear that than what?
Than some other shitty pop song that I wouldn't like.
Like kind what?
Like that terrible Katy Perry song.
Which one?
The new one?
Roar?
No. There's a newer one now. Yeah. The one with
the one the guy impersonated all the metal bands singing it?
Yeah, that one.
Let's play that. That's
I'm sure it's way better than Pharrell.
Yeah.
It is.
You just
said, no.
Rob just said, yeah. See, he doesn't even know.
No, that guy doing that was definitely like.
No, I mean, even the Katy Perry. Listen, it's faint praise. I don't really like Katy Perry, but anything's better than Pharrell.
Yeah.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
It's awful, awful music.
I don't know any other Pharrell song besides
Get
the one
Lucky.
That we just played. Oh, that's the same
thing. It's him and
Daft Punk singing.
This is the Katy Perry.
Dark Horse. This isn't a bad song.
I like this song. I don't love it, but I don't hate it, for sure. And this is him. Did you see this?
No.
It's the guy singing in a different style. You should call them out just so.
Well, this is Katy Perry. Nirvana.
Let's see if Sid can name
it. Queen?
Yep.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys?
I'll give you that. We'll accept that.
Thank you.
Who's in sync?
Iron Maiden?
Sure.
Yeah, nailed it.
Good. One's tough. Damn, that doesn't exist.
Jamiroquai?
Yep.
Is this Limp Bizkit or something?
Pantera.
Oh,
finally got one off.
I don't know what this is.
Frank Sinatra.
Okay. Your head feels better. Cher?
Pavarotti.
Close enough.
Are you ready
Queen.
A perfect storm, perfect storm.
Doors?
Yeah.
Wow, I think you'd get that. One in here that made me laugh out loud. There's no going back. She's a beast. I call her
karma. She eats your heart out like Jeffrey Dahmer. Be careful, try not to later on sort of on steroids. Is this like Nicki Minaj?
Well, this is Tech N9ne.
I've never heard Tech N9ne in my life. Is this Limp Bizkit?
Chili Peppers.
Oh. Is this Limp Bizkit?
What's that?
Weird Al?
Prima? I don't know.
That's the guy that sings the channel.
This is Boyz II Men.
Yeah. The next one's my favorite.
Let's stick with that. Baby, do you dare to do this? Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse. Yes.
Are you ready for is this typo negative?
Perfect storm.
Who is this guy?
Dude.
guy with a lot of time on his hands.
Yes.
Are you ready for, a perfect storm, perfect storm.
Ah, it's on the tip of my tongue. It's like Maroon 5 or something?
That's the J. No, good guess.
John Mayer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
We would have accepted Dave Matthews Band as well.
Is there a Future Islands version?
Oh, not yet.
That's right.
Soon there will be.
Don't forget it.
I like that video.
Yeah, that was great.
And the original song that it's based on is not bad either.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, it's just
that
bland.
Wasn't contrived in a
well, it's not, here's the thing. I think, I would say it's not hateable. I wouldn't.
See, that's your. I just like it. Great. I think it's everything that you said about the Pharrell song. I could say the
for
exact
what
same
reason?
Thing.
What about like the lyrics? Is contrived to you?
Oh, I don't even pay like just the lyric patterns and everything. It's just like a song that I've heard 50 million times before.
Like, give me one other example.
I don't know. I can't think of it.
I'm asking you to pick out any one
just
out of 50 million.
Any pop song.
Can I say what I think the difference is? I think the difference is that there is a specific, like, Katy Perry style. She has a style to her. You hear a song come on, and it's instantly...
Yeah.
When you listen to that Pharrell song, it's like 1,000 other songs you would hear walking into the
And the other thing, you say, okay, it's like 50 million other pop songs, but you could say that about any metal song sounds like 50 million other metal songs, but beyond, okay, this is the genre. It sounds like that genre. Is it derivative beyond that, or just it sounds like a pop song? Because the Pharrell thing sounds like a pop song, too.
Yeah. It's just a pop song that appeals to my ear, whereas the Katy Perry one does not.
Rob is like defeated right now. I feel bad almost.
I don't feel defeated.
I don't feel bad.
Defeated.
His voice is getting high pitched.
I don't know what
you're
talking about.
High pitched.
New Metal says Sid is defending Katy Perry because she's taking Tegan and Sarah on tour.
Is she really?
I guess.
And Rob's rib meat says...
I don't
might have to go to that.
Katy Perry is so generic even for pop music.
I don't agree.
I agree, Rob.
I don't
but
think
she's better looking and she has really nice tits.
I don't think she's anything great. Certainly don't think
her first album is very good, very enjoyable, very listenable. Everything after that has been way worse. The last couple songs that I've heard actually are more listenable than like the last... Like that California Girl song was garbage.
Yeah, I agree.
And Teenage Dream or whatever. That era was absolute garbage. But I think that was like her most successful era, which says a lot about the listening public. But
it did give us the Rob Cum song.
It's true. No, that's from the first album. That's one of her best. Yeah.
I thought that was...
It's I Kissed
a
Girl.
That was her first, her breakout
hit.
That
was her first single. That whole album is really fun to listen to and just good pot, like dancey pop music that I enjoy.
See, Rob bought it because he thought it was pot music.
Yeah. It's all the same to him. Smoking a pot, it all is.
That's why he hates Katy Perry because she enticed him with pot songs and then there wasn't any.
Oh. Oh, she probably mentions pot in some of her songs, I would think. She's a bad girl, or at least she wants us to think so. Her team does.
Her team.
Her team.
The boardroom people.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a successful musician, it's going to be contrived to a certain extent. You're going to have a corporation behind you telling you what to do. That's almost...
Yeah, I don't think the contrived portion of it is so bad. I think the fact that it's contrived and sort of like pandering, I feel like.
It's so blatantly contrived.
Oh, come on! That you could say the exact same thing about the Katy Perry song. That's ridiculous.
It's put it this way. It's
pandering
contrived
to drunk girls at a party.
Katy
Perry's
song says, clap along if you like happiness. That's like it's something out of Idiocracy, those lyrics. It's so fucking... It's like appealing to a three-year-old. Which is fine since it's for a cartoon movie, but then don't play it everywhere else every fucking day.
Well, clearly there's an appeal to it beyond the
because
cartoon
the,
movie.
Because most of this
country
is dumb as a fucking rock, and that's about all they can think
well,
about.
Well, the same people like that Katy Perry song. So what's it?
The difference is that I like the Katy Perry song and not the Pharrell song.
Okay.
And I'm not a
dumbass.
There
you go.
So.
No,
that's
second one.
I am
take
the
that second
line.
One back
no,
right
no,
now.
I'm the dividing line.
Jesus. Going on in here.
I can't believe we're arguing about pop music.
Yeah,
this is mildly embarrassing. Noah, what what side of the fence are you on?
She's sitting right
I
on
hate
it
all.
Feels good.
Yeah. She likes the new Falconer
Yeah.
Huffpuffers about to put out a new album.
New Talker, that's right. But, like, I mean, Katy Perry doesn't write her own music, does she?
Music?
No.
No. She probably doesn't even write most of her own lyrics.
Except
okay,
the first
so
album,
then,
which was really
just
good.
So then
a
you
good
really...
voice and a nice set of tits.
Okay, so that's what you like, Sid.
But I like, but I did say the first thing I said was a good voice and a nice set of tits.
But her
and
voice...
I mean, the other thing is she doesn't write the songs, but I believe she has a hand in picking them. So the certain style...
Wow.
Listen, so this bullshit. Is as good as it gets in pop music. That's
well,
what pop music
that's,
is.
And that's
well, at least Pharrell, at least, you know, with
metal,
Pharrell, he did the song himself.
So why do I know that?
Because he's a producer. That's his deal.
Okay,
and so what anyway?
I'd rather someone else produce it if it'll sound better than that.
We should get Bob Rock on that.
Yeah.
By the way...
And also, Katy Perry's voice... You're not really listening to her singing. You're listening to her singing through a bunch of, like, processes.
But that's everything.
Oh, come on. But so listen, a lot of that prog rock is through fucking vocoders and shit.
Cynic?
That's true, but it's not used to correct their voice.
How do you know?
Lars?
Hold on.
It's used to embellish the music.
How do you know that?
Because I know. Because I go and I see the band live.
Yeah, that's a very fine line between correcting and embellishing.
Yeah. That sounds very similar to me.
Yeah.
But she doesn't use it the same way that prog bands use it.
How do you know?
Yeah.
Because she cannot...
Were you in the studio with her? Have you heard unedited?
Have you guys heard her unedited?
No,
I
haven't heard those.
But I don't care if they fix her voice.
But I've never seen her just singing through a microphone on stage, you know, without having her voice corrected. Why can't you just
Or
sing?
Just it's on a track.
Look,
I've never been to her show.
We have the board.
I
She's doing
it.
Covers now and live.
Uh-oh.
Here it is.
Oh, she's doing Falcon on cover.
Yeah, breaking news, Katy Perry has been dropped from her record label.
Covers a song no one ever heard.
Yes.
Yeah, she at the VMAs, she did not perform. It was
you watched the
track.
VMAs? You a big fan?
I didn't. I like scanned through it on the. Are you trying to bully me here?
Yes.
Into watching the VMA. What the hell?
Wait,
what are you five?
I'm trying to bully you into
watching.
Into
shaming me for watching
the
VMA.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I scanned through them online after the show was over. I didn't
Why?
Watch the whole performance.
Why?
Because I enjoy the spectacle of an award show.
He wants to see what everyone's
so why,
wearing.
Why didn't you go to the BCAT Awards with Dan?
I said I want to go next year.
Okay, sure.
I
want to
go.
There you go.
Make a
Are you happy now, Sid? Are you happy?
No,
there?
I want to see pictures of you at an award show.
You go I to go to a metal award show every year.
Rob, we should just do the idea where we were going to shoot video of the live cast and throw it on BCAT so we can
just
win an award.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
award.
That.
Well, if you guys want to handle that part of it, go right ahead. Sid, why don't you do that part
I don't
of
have
it?
A
you'll be the production head.
I love getting production head. But no, I don't have a camera.
Is that what's
we,
so if we get
need,
you a camera,
need,
you'll handle it?
We need
it?
Frank Godla, PhD, in here with his cameras. Do that.
Frank is unavailable for this sort of shoot.
Darren, where does Bernice tape her show? Maybe we could just do
I don't
there.
Think the newest
yeah,
show
maybe
I've
we could,
seen
we
is
could,
07.
But that means the studio's clearly unoccupied.
We should try to see. Yeah, we could record at the BCAT studio.
Yeah,
or
the
Brick.
Brick art.
Well, you guys look into that since you guys are so you're the biggest proponents of it. So you guys should.
I don't really
it.
Want to do it, but yeah. I feel. Just,
oh, suddenly.
I never did.
Well, Sid, then it's all on you.
All
right.
But I will
proponent.
Do it just to get on BCAT, though.
Okay.
Well, hold on. If Bernice's show is from 2007 and she was nominated for an award, why isn't Metal Injection?
Yeah, really.
Because
it's not still airing.
I think it was like the Oscars where you got to alert them to you want to be nominated for an award, and then you send them a clip. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, is that how the Oscars work?
Yes.
Well, you have to submit yourself.
Yeah. I think that's what
Emmys
happened
as
there.
Well. Yeah.
Someone in the chat asked if I've picked out my outfit for the Golden Gods this year. I have not. I'm taking suggestions. I don't know what to wear.
When
shorts.
Is Golden Gods?
Next month. Well, it's
Cut
all about
denim
the,
shorts.
It's all about
shorts.
The top. You
a
don't
Hawaiian
really
shirt.
Shirtless.
Maybe I should go shirtless.
Or just like a mesh
with
top.
With my new physique.
Mesh top.
You have a new physique?
And you.
Rob, two seashells.
Oh, I like
over
that.
The nips?
Under the
nips. No, like a little bit over with your nipples sticking out of them.
Can it be so next year nip? Right now, please? I want to go tomorrow.
Oh, you said it's in a month.
No, the Golden Gods, the Metal Award show.
I was still on the BCAT.
Yeah, no.
And like low-rise jeans so your pubes are sticking out the top?
You know what
Could
you should
get
do?
That?
How about those like rave necklaces, like those... Glow stick necklaces
like
with no shirt.
The baby binky on them.
These are all
and a pacifier.
These are
yes.
all terrible suggestions. I'm not going to do
that,
any
but,
of this.
But that isn't that what you're going for with your?
No, I'm going for not. I'm going for noticeable, not incredibly
What's
terrible.
The difference?
Well, more of a laugh with than a laugh at.
Bring a God Hates Fags sign.
That's
make
little,
it seem like you're protesting it for the Westboro.
What was that, Derek?
I put on women's clothing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well,
yeah, there you go.
I did wear a blouse that one year.
Dress up like, what was that, the singer of Arch Enemy left? Dress up like her.
No, no, no. Get that piece like the Road Warriors wore.
Oh. And just poke paint all the face. Other reporters on
yeah,
the carpet.
Yeah.
Paint your face.
And shave your head like right in the middle.
Oh, he's not going to fuck up
mohawk.
With the coif.
Come on.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'll tell
My
you right now.
My ass is gorgeous. My ass is gorgeous.
Oh, my God. You should wear chaps.
I'm not going to work. You won't really see it on camera anyway because the shot is always so tight. It's always about the...
Will you be able to fit chaps over your butt bump anyway?
Good question. My butt bump's doing pretty well, actually.
Oh, okay.
Has it gone down?
Yeah. It's at a point now where it's... I don't know if it's getting any smaller or going to go down any further, but it's a...
Is it... Oh, my God. Imagine it turns green, like you get gangrene on it.
Oh, no. All the like, bruising went away.
There's a lot of good suggestions in the chat that I'm going to read you.
All right, let's hear it.
Dress up as Jose Mangan.
Oh, no.
You should have a God Hates Future Islands picket sign.
I would never.
A mesh
that's
tank
a compliment.
Top.
Yeah, I said the mesh top, yeah.
Oh, you said that? I didn't hear that. Pasties. Could do that.
I think I did a mesh tank for Halloween one year when I dressed as Danzig. Uh-huh. Like, I didn't really like it. It doesn't work for me.
Dress up as Sting in the rafters.
With the baseball bat.
They want to know if Jake will be at this award show.
Oh, Periphery's nominated. But
they are?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know.
I thought they were nominated for a BCAT award.
Yeah.
Show up in your Iron Sheik costume. No.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Call everyone a piece of shit.
Fuck the tomato.
Fuck the Golden God fucking award.
What if you show up in a full body cast and have everybody sign it? And, like, they'll take pity on you because you've
in
been injured.
In a body cast.
Yeah, get fitted.
That's a good idea.
And then Frank will wheel you to the red carpet.
People will feel sorry for you
yeah.
and actually not get in your way or come talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Why not? What about a gorilla suit?
They won't see me.
No,
what do you
and
mean
I'd
they
be
won't
sweating.
See you? Not you don't. You wouldn't have to wear the mask necessarily.
Wear just the body part.
Yeah.
Or a Tickle Me Elmo costume.
Just how about does the Mashiach guy?
No,
that's you. Darth Vader.
Mashiach.
Maybe I would. No, I don't want to go. Mashiach, I thought about
you,
it.
Can you take the Mashiach song and play it to random people you talk to on
do
the
carpet? Do a thrash or trash it on the red carpet.
Could you dress as Vlade Divac?
I don't think that's a costume for him.
Yeah, that's right. They might actually dress. Like in the Lakers jersey, and people think, whoa, he's actually just here it maybe for like, TV. They'll be excited.
Vlade Divac always looked like Yakov Smirnoff.
I could see that. The former basketball player. VladeDivac.
Vlade Country. In Soviet Russia, basketball dunk you.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
Basketball shoot you.
Oh.
Rob is more handsome.
Thank
Aww.
You.
Aww.
Thank you. It's
but he
true.
Can't dunk.
I'm very handsome.
He's Thank not as good a passer.
I'm going to rebound.
Hey.
I passed the dudes.
Campion 95 says, dress up as Cousin Brucey.
I don't even
have
Rob here with you. Hello, cousin. Welcome to the Golden God Awards on
what if,
CBS FM, baby.
What if you showed up with a sway schmata on your head?
Oh. As sway, maybe get yeah. a little blackface going?
No.
Don't you already have that?
The makeup?
He's talking about your Persian roots.
Oh, because I'm dark-skinned?
Yes.
Because I can get a tan sit on
Olive
like you.
Face.
Can you?
Yeah.
But it's always that same tone. I think
oh,
I'm
you
paler.
Understand tone?
I could get a tan
you
if I
understand
actually went
tone,
outside.
Sid? You yeah. understand skin tone?
Sick tone. You got a sick tone.
Thank you.
No, it looks like you're sick.
No, well, it was pretty loud at the bar yesterday.
Yeah, that
I had to yell a lot. Sort of
music.
Lost my voice.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So, that was tough. Any highlights for you at the party, Noah?
All of them? I guess. I don't know.
I saw people playing Skip Bo.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
It's a card game.
It's like Uno. Yeah. Uno spinoff.
Yeah. It's fun. Because it was like a board game bar, but nobody was really playing.
They were playing Clue also.
I don't like that game.
I love Clue.
To play that at a bar, though,
yeah.
Noisy and dark.
I didn't say I would play it at a
I
bar.
I feel like playing a board game at a bar seems very antisocial.
But that's like the bars. They had board games there.
Yeah,
you know,
it's for the antisocial
Connect
people.
Four, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, hey, antisocial, want to go to a bar? Come to this one.
Connect Four, by the way, is a solved game. I don't know how people play it.
What do you mean?
It's mathematically solved. If you go first, you can win every time. Just like tic-tac-toe.
Okay.
If you go in the middle, there's a sequence of moves that ensures victory because your opponent can't get out of it.
No, then as long as you're the one that knows that and your opponent isn't.
If yeah. your opponent knows it, too, I mean, it doesn't matter,
yeah.
even if they go second.
Note to self, never play Connect Four.
So instead of playing Connect Four, just flip a coin.
Yeah.
Shake hands and walk away.
Yep.
That's it.
That's funny because if you play Connect Three on the same board, if you make it three in a row, you can... It's a competitive game.
Interesting. What about Connect 5?
I think the board's too small. It's like a trivial game if you play
You think
that.
By now they would have made an expandable board?
Like, yeah. Connect 1000.
Yeah.
It's like an expansion pack, and you could just add on. Mm-hmm. Brilliant idea, Rob Patton, that shit.
I love this comment by Chocolate Croissant. It's so annoying. I'm there to drink and have a good time, and they just want to play chess like nerds. Yeah. Nerds!
I don't know that I consider chess a board game, though.
Really? How is it not a board game?
I don't know. It's like a higher level thing. Well, I think more like chutes and ladders. And
is it played on a board?
Monopoly.
That is a board game.
I suppose.
What about Mall Madness?
What the hell is that?
That's a really stupid
question. So you go to the mall and run around with a shotgun.
Is it really? I don't know.
No, Mall Madness was a game that my cousin had. And... you basically, like, the whole point is you go to stores in the mall.
Like a girly game?
Yeah.
No! I just wanted that.
Thank you, Rob.
That was important for me. Thank you.
They already played that on Opie and Anthony.
Original. Well, it's not original because it's from The Simpsons, not because... They played it on Opie and Anthony.
It's not an original use of a drum.
Oh, I'm sure that was the first...
You know what else is not original? Listening to Opie and Anthony.
That's true.
Because Howard Stern did all that first.
Yep. Noah's not allowed to say anything bad about that.
Boom.
I don't listen to them that much. Like I used. I mean, I have friends who work on the show.
I will say there are... I stumble into clips of them doing funny things once in a blue moon. Most of the time, that show is unlistenable, I have to say.
Won't get any argument out of me. Though apparently, like, they're really good friends with Louis C.K. for some reason. He's on that show a lot.
Yeah, when he's on, it's very
nobody's perfect.
But also, he maybe, you know, Louis C.K., he has, like, a strain of insecurity, I would say. Maybe he wants to be the funniest guy in the room.
I guess that, yeah. It's an easy way to ensure that.
He goes hangs out with completely unfunny jackoffs.
I wonder if they give out Opie and Anthony lighters to their underlings and then fire them.
Well, oh, God.
Dicks.
Laid off, Sid.
All right, sorry. Noah, have you ever seen an Opie and Anthony lighter?
No, I don't think they get those. They just get those, like, wow stickers.
Ugh, good God.
I feel like the same thing I hate about Always Sunny in Philadelphia is the same thing I hate about Opie and Anthony. It's like I have X amount of leisure time. And I want to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear miserable people being dicks to each other.
Sometimes you know what I mean? They have
Isn't
funny
that what
bits.
This show is?
Yeah,
though?
That's like my whole personality.
You just described the last 45 minutes of the show.
But I maybe it's because I know you off the air, though. Okay. But I feel like you're a really good-hearted person. And
thank you.
Are we talking about Sid?
Hold on. When we do mean-spirited things, it's like the same as Howard Stern. I feel like that show, you could tell everyone loves each other. You know what I mean? And it's just we goof around.
The thing with me, it's like I can't control the gift that I was born with. And I can't ignore it. I'm really good at being a piece of shit.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to do it. I don't necessarily always want to, but it's just I'm so good at it. Like, why would I deny the world?
Fair point.
It's my gift. Like, John Holmes had a big dick. He had to do porn. Mm-hmm. So that was his gift.
And he was also good at being a piece of shit.
Yeah. And then he died.
Passing AIDS on to people.
Yeah.
I hate to break up this love fest here, guys, but
Well, were we just talking about AIDS and porn? Is that the love fest you're talking?
We're done here.
Both of those things exist because of love.
Do we have an exit strategy here?
Can we play the Jumpman hat song again?
The what? Well, no, I had a request, though. I don't know if you're going to play both. We could do that.
No. Let's just do one thing. What were you going to play, Dan?
Well, when we were playing the parodies earlier, someone mentioned that we didn't play Grocery again since the first time.
Oh, do you have the new version?
I don't. I still can't find it.
Oh, well, next week we'll have... I wasn't able to get it yet, but...
Why? Get it from where?
From Frank. He has the final mix.
I thought he said he doesn't have it.
No, he does.
He told me he couldn't find it.
Oh, recently?
Yeah. When were you talking to him?
Oh, okay. Never mind. Then I'm misinformed.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right. Well, then let's just play Grocery. Well,
should we call him up?
On the air?
Yeah.
No. Let's get out of here.
Bye.
Learn comics to the freezer. hiding from security. Stuck behind the french fries, stopped by a bad guy, put the rings found on me. Flashing through the bounty, absorbency is by me, cannot stop this road to rain. Pounding out the fruit loops, sending cans of pea soup, damaging the road to rain. Cannot send the broccoli, groceries are so healthy. Grocery. 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 Yeah. Grocery.